Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I have a favor to ask you. If you're in the chat room, I am on a different set of headphones today because I'm moving and I can't find my regular headset. So if you can hear me okay, please type into the chat room and let me know that you can hear me, because this is an old set of headphones and they went through the washing machine. And I just want to be sure they are working. So if somebody could just let me know, that would be great. If I don't hear of anybody in there, then I guess they are a problem. Anyway, okay, so I'm just going to talk like, oh, yes, thanks. Thank you. Yes, people. Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks for letting me know you can hear me. And just let me know if the sound is okay, because like I said, this set of headphones went through the washing machine. I'm in the middle of chaos at home because I'm moving in a week and a half. And so there are boxes everywhere, and I've been trying to stay organized But it's, you know how it is when you move. It's really hard. And I'm doing a big, huge clean out with this move. The last time I moved was 15 years ago. And, you know, lots can happen in 15 years. And so I have, oh my gosh, I have shredded so many bags of old paperwork that I no longer need, that it's very interesting to me, because move comes the timing of the finishing out of a lot of old business for me. I'll give you a couple of things. One of them is two work injuries, which have been just dragging on for several years, more than several years, because I've been retired for 2 years from the government. So that gives you an indication of how long these injuries have been just dragging on. The most interesting thing is those two injuries now are coming to a settlement along with this move. And this whole year for me has been a huge transformation. It's been a huge growth experience. And, you know, there have been many difficult challenges. Those of you who have listened to the show before, who, you know, or know that I lost my brother last year tragically. And for those of you, if it's your first time, now you know I lost my brother very tragically last year. So the last year and a half, 14 or 15 months, it was a lot of loss for me. And it's finishing the year this year that way as well. I have a very dear aunt who is been diagnosed with breast cancer. She's 86, and they've decided that they are not going to treat her because of her age, and she has other health issues as well. And this aunt is like my last anchor. When my mother died, she stepped right in and has been very, very close to me, and I can talk to this aunt about anything, and she's my last one. And so I went through a period a month ago or so where everything was happening at once. You know, those of you who have listened know that Alice, who was my brother's dog, had to have surgery last month. She had breast cancer. And also, my house is being auctioned off today, actually right now as we speak while I'm on the radio, which is really very interesting, because the astrology for this week is that we are all being tested and challenged that are beyond our control. So there you go. And with the house, you know, it's been a long, drawn-out process. I've been in a lawsuit with the bank for over 4 years. I may have talked about this before. I don't remember. But my house, my mortgage, was one of those mortgages that got dumped into that fraudulent MERS pool, the Mortgage Electronic Recording System, that the big banks have been fined so much money for, and it was with the robo-signing. And it took Rhode Island a long time to finally start hearing these cases. And the judge in Rhode Island is going in favor of the banks. And so anyway, to make a long story short, I decided to, with my attorney's advice, to not spend any more money on the lawsuit and just ride it out. And so the ride is over. And so my house is being auctioned off right now, which I'm actually kind of excited about. It's kind of bizarre. But I was sad leading up to it because, you know, I've been in the house for 15 years. I loved the house. I did a lot of work to the house. But I have not been able to do anything to the house for the last 4 years, almost 5 years, because of being in the lawsuit with the bank, because we don't know who actually holds the mortgage to the house or where the title is. The deed has been lost. So there's no clear deed. There's, you know, the title's lost. And we have no idea who has the mortgage of the house. It's been sold so many times and it wasn't recorded properly. So that being said, it's been a long road and it's, you know, cost a bit of money trying to get the bank to come clean and do the right thing. And they haven't done that. So, but now it's at the end of the road and I'm actually excited right now that I'm moving on to a new place because I have rented the cutest condo. Well, it's not cute because it's big. Cute is small. And it's got lots of cabinets in the kitchen and a huge counter space and it has a water view and it's on almost an acre and a half of land. And I am totally psyched about this new place. And though I'm going to miss my house, there are many things I'm not going to miss about my house. Which brings us to today's topic, and that is clearing your home, yourself, and your crystals, which was my topic last week, but I never got to it. Oh my God. Sometimes I get too carried away on the phone lines, and I spend way too much time on the phone lines and totally don't even get to my topic. I meant to get back to the topic last week after I did the astrology and took a call or two, but the two calls that I took such a long time that I never got back to the show. So I'm actually doing the show today. And the very interesting and funny thing is I'm having a really good chuckle here is because normally my switchboard is filled up with people waiting to get in and ask me questions. And today there is not one caller on the line. So that is really indicating to me, it's a clear message from Spirit that this topic today is really needed. Otherwise, there would be a lot of people on the line and there would be chance that, you know, I might not get to the topic again. So I have to get really firm with myself about taking callers and keeping it to 5 minutes. Because otherwise, you know, like last week, and I love doing it. That's the thing is if somebody's having an issue, I really hate to just give the standard 5 minute. Okay. This is what I see, blah, blah, blah. I'm a teacher by nature. And so when I get somebody on the line, like the two people last week who have so much going on, I feel like I'm neglecting them somehow or doing them a disservice by just giving them a reading for their question and yet not getting to the bottom of why they want to know. For example, the second caller last week was about the guy. Is he coming back? And if you went back and listened to the replay, you would have heard that I stayed on the line with her for about another 40 minutes after the show. And it took that long to get to the bottom for her to actually finally, you know, say, oh my God, do I want this guy back? And that's the whole thing, because I can say, yes, he's coming back or no, he's not coming back. But what I saw with that particular person was, why would she want him back? Yes, he's going to come back, but why would you want him back and take him back? So I like to get to the meat of things so I can really help people rather than just give people an answer that they may or may not want to hear. And the people who I see, because I too myself, you know, sometimes get blocked up with my own guidance. And so then I seek out people who I trust for advice. And they work the same way. You know, it's so much more beneficial, I believe, for each of you and myself to have tools that help us rather than just getting your question answered. And, you know, sometimes people don't care about, quite frankly, don't care about the tools and don't want to do the hard work. And, you know, and in that case, then, yeah, just the quick answer is fine for you. But if you're listening to my show, then chances are you are willing to do some work. You've done some work on yourself, and you want to look at the whole picture. Okay, so I am so excited today about today's show and the clearing. I have my Bovis chart in front of me, and if anyone has a question about what their house, let me explain a little bit about this first. Let me go backwards. The Bovis chart is a chart that I use when dowsing for individual people's energy levels, certain locations. It can be for your home, your business, a place where you're thinking about moving. And every level is represents a different theme. Okay, so it's measured in, I'm not sure if it's kilowatts, to be honest with you. I have to look that up because it's K equals 1,000. So there's 1,000. I'm not sure what the measurement is in. So I'm not sure if it's in megahertz. I'm going to have to find that out, to be honest with you. But anyway, so the Bovis chart goes from 10 to 1 million. And every 1,000 on the Bovis scale represents a different energy and a different energy field and life force. For example, if from 0 to 1,000 is where Cancer occurs. So if you live in a home that registers 1,000 on the Bovis scale, you have to be super, super, super diligent and really conscious about your health and health challenges. And I myself, the house that I have lived in for 15 years, actually does register 1,000 on the Bovis scale. Now, I've had four dogs in this house, and all four dogs, with the exception of my little Alice, who's only been with me for a little bit more than a year, have all died of cancer at a young age. Though now you know that Alice just went through a bout of cancer at 16, which you can say, oh, well, she's 16. Oh, well, you know, dogs, a lot of dogs get cancer now. But the more interesting thing is all the dogs that live on the hill that I live on have all passed away from cancer before the age of 8 years old, which is not normal. And it's because of the energy level at the location of where I currently live. And energy levels vary from, they can vary from 5 feet away. You know, usually it's not that dramatic when it's 5 feet away. But what happens is, and what changes the vibration of a location is when there are things that have happened at that location that could be viewed as negative. Now, I live in a very historic place. It's one of the first areas that were founded, that have founded America. And there were lots of battles that happened right on the hill that I live on. There were, you know, commanders' homes. There are still commanders' homes there that once were commanders' homes. And the island across the river from me, which, you know, you can almost throw a rock and hit it from my house, was actually taken over at one point. I think it was by the French. And there was a black battalion that actually swam across the river at night that defeated the army and freed the island. And right on the hill where I live at, you can look it up on the internet. It's a thing in history called Sin and Flesh Brook, where the native people slayed some of the local people. And it's interesting, about maybe about 8 or 9 years ago, one night I was No, it was before that, because I haven't watched TV in over 10 years. So it was more than 10 years ago. I was sitting on the couch one night watching TV. I couldn't sleep. And all of a sudden, I see these white legs under the picnic table in my backyard. And I thought I was losing my mind. But of course, if you've listened to me before, you know that I live in a haunted house. So it would be easy to think that you might be losing your mind in a house like this. That being said, it's not any longer haunted. And that, again, will tie into today's show about clearing your home. There are two vortexes in the house. And so what can happen is there are energy lines that run through the earth naturally. There is what's called the Herkimer grid, which looks like a grid, like graph paper. And then there are lines called dragon lines. People have different terms for them, but I use dragon line. And where there are events that can be tragic, if it occurs on a dragon line, that line can sort of go haywire. It's like if you have a downed electric wire and you touched it, you would get electrocuted. And that's basically what happened at my house. I have a dragon line that runs right outside my living room window, and there's a woman actually buried on the property there, which was before they, was the time before they really recorded, all the burials and things like that, and they would just bury people places. And so anyway, so she's buried there. And what happened is the point where she's buried, that dragon line split and it runs through my house, and the other side runs out along the side of my house, and it meets back up under the bridge about a half, well, but maybe a half mile from my house. And at the point of the split and the line coming through the house, that opened up the energy field in the house and opened two vortexes. And a vortex is an opening in the energetic field that allows spirit or spirits to come through from other. And so I have two vortexes in the house. And when I bought this house, it was fate. It was, really. I had gotten divorced and lost my house in the divorce. And sounds like a theme, right? And the funny thing is, last night I picked up a journal because I'm going through all my, everything, old stuff. And I opened it on the first page and it says 1999. I am losing my home, my house, which I have come to love. And I thought I was over the emotional part of this, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh my gosh, how ironic. And tomorrow, today, now, it was the auction for my house 15 years later. And so just crazy, crazy how that all works. But I'm not sad about it this time. I'm actually really happy about it in a sense. This house has given me so much in my training. And that was the whole point of the house, was to kick me in the butt and get me to do the work I was meant to be doing. Because I didn't want to do this work. I did not want to do clearings. I grew up with a grandmother who did space clearings and who had, was with her teacher who talked to dead people. And I didn't want to do it, though I channeled my grandmother's teacher at 19, my first message that I went into a spontaneous trance and channeled her teacher for 45 minutes. So I didn't want to do this work because I heard all the crazy stories. They would clear a house, and then you always take the ashes of the herbs that you use down to the water and you throw it in the water. And, twice they almost drowned. And, it was a clear, calm day. The river didn't have a wave in it, and this huge wave came out of nowhere and sucked them in the water, and neither one of them could swim. And that happened on two occasions for them. So I never wanted to do this work because I thought, oh my God, why would I do that and lose my life for clearing up some dead stuff? some energy from dead people or, you know, things like that. And for other people, I'm like, I'm not doing that stuff. And so the universe took care of that for me and made sure that I got into a haunted house. I say haunted, and trust me, at first it really was. I could not meditate in this house at all. I could not get in touch with my guides. It was impossible. And as soon as I would step out of the house and go to the chiropractor, go to the massage therapist, wherever, as soon as I closed my eyes, my guides would be there. I just need to take a drink of water here. I'm getting a little bit stuffy. There must be somebody on the line, again, who has something going on with their throat or their sinuses, because I was totally fine until a couple of minutes ago. So if you have something going on with your sinuses or your throat, I'm going to clear you. So let me know if you're in the chat room, if that's one of you, so I can clear you. And hopefully you'll get better, get rid of that. Because I'm so empathic, when I have people on the line, I pick up what they're feeling. And also, you know, if I'm sitting for someone doing a reading, whether in person or on the phone, it's very interesting. Yes, I got a confirmation. It's somebody in the chat room. All right, I will clear you. Because anyway, I want to clear your house as well, Sandy. So just give me permission to do that in the chat room. Let me know that that's okay to do. And okay, so back to the clearing and how I bought this, how I called it the house from hell at first. And, you know, it's interesting because my youngest was about 8 at the time when he first heard the voices in the house. And I had already known what was going on. Okay, yeah, I'll clear you, honey. And so I had already known what was going on. And anyway, but I had been in the house for 11 months before I realized actually what was happening. And at the time when I was looking for a place, I had no intention to buy a house. I was trying to find an apartment to rent. And just like this time, it's weird how it's paralleling 15 years later, where I've had a very difficult time finding a rental. It was the same thing 15 years ago. I could not find a rental for a dog, a cat, 2 kids, and myself. And so I had run into an acquaintance who I didn't know at the time was a real estate broker, because I knew him from the horse world, and told him what was going on. And so we started a house search. And every house that we'd go to look at, it would be sold just before we got there. And I would mean literally 15 or 20 minutes before the house would be sold. It was the most bizarre thing. And so then this one house, one of my friends called me, who was a mail carrier in the next town, and she said, hey, this guy's house is coming on the market. And it was so funny because the guy actually worked for me when I owned the florist shop. And so I called my broker and I said, hey, Andy's house is coming on the market. Can you find out? Meet me there at 11:30. So I scrambled to get over there. It happened to be my day off. And I literally had 1 foot in the kitchen door. My broker turns around and says, you're buying this house. And so, of course, because Andy worked for me, it was really, you know, kismet. It was a done deal. We left a $100 deposit check on the counter with an offer on a paper napkin, and Andy accepted it. So 5 weeks later, we closed and moved into the house. I actually moved in a week, started moving things in a week early. And but as soon as I moved into the house, things started going haywire. The septic failed 5 weeks after we moved in, and it was broken for 3.5 weeks. We literally could not live in the house. We could only sleep in the house, and we had to sleep in the bedrooms with the doors closed because the stench was so horrible. So we had to eat all our meals and basically live outside of the house for almost a month before somebody could actually come and fix it. And then the water tank let go. No explanation why they burst. I had 5 windows that just randomly broke. Again, no reason or explanation. And then, let's see, what else? Oh, my oldest son's 40-gallon brand new fish tank decided to become a terrarium from the second floor, and I was home alone. The kids were at their dad's that weekend, and there was no saving it. So I did save the fish, though. I was able to save the fish. So all of these things adding up, and water's all about emotions, and I'm going, okay, I know I'm emotional. My divorce just got final after being in court for 2 years, and I had to relocate with the kids and blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't seem to be right, because this is too big, too much emotion, and this isn't all mine. And so I still wasn't getting the whole picture. And it wasn't until I blew my neck out, herniated the discs, and was completely flat out bedridden for 3 weeks that I discovered what was happening. And I was on a lot of heavy medication at the time. I mean, I literally could not even get up to go to the bathroom on my own. So, that just gives you an idea of how heavily medicated I was because of the level of pain. And I was supposed to have emergency surgery, but because I got hurt at work wouldn't approve it. And that's a whole nother story. And so that took years and years to get that settled, but I never had the surgery. Thank God. But, anyway, so back to the house. So I'm laying in bed, and all of a sudden I see this parade of people, spirit people now, not people in the flesh and bone, coming in my kitchen door, down the basement stairs, and out the stairs that lead to nowhere. Now, there's 2 sets of stairs that lead to nowhere in my house. One is obviously the old basement exit, and they built an addition on top of it. But then there's another set of stairs right next to it, which is very interesting, because when they put the addition on, they made this little sort of room, cement room, which makes no sense to me. It has no obvious value or usage, and it has stairs in the corner of it that go to nowhere. It's the most bizarre thing. Energy in that little cubby, and this is right on the side of the old stairs, is terrible. And I went in there initially to clean it because it was just so full of debris and junk. But the energy was so overwhelming, I could never spend time in that part of the basement or even near it. And it still kind of creeps me out, even though it's cleared. But that's where one of the vortexes is. And I didn't know that then at the time. And then the second vortex is in the middle, well, it's in the living room, which is interesting because there's also a staircase that goes to nowhere under there. But that staircase also is the old stairs that go into the garage, which they built the addition over. So I'm going, okay, well, those stairs make sense. But it's interesting that the staircases where they're located that go to nowhere are where the vortexes are, which is the craziest thing to me in my mind. So anyway, so I'm in bed, and all of a sudden, people coming through the house, down the stairs, in the basement, out the stairs that go to nowhere, and I'm going, oh my God. So I call up my cousin, who is also a shaman and who has studied with many Native Americans, and I said, didn't tell him anything that was happening. I go, oh my God, tell me what you see right now, and I'm freaking out. And he says, oh, you have a vortex, and it's wide open. And I'm like, yeah. So there was the answer to why I wasn't able to meditate in the house and communicate with my guides, because my guides were so busy protecting me from all the spirit energy that was running wild in this house that they couldn't possibly come and meditate with me. So it wasn't until I was out of the house where they didn't need to protect me that they could come. So anyway, my cousin came down. We tried to clear the house. It it literally took years to get this house cleared and stable. And so going back to the topic today about clearing your home, some houses are very energetically unstable. And this house is one of them because it is on top of a dragon line. Now, how do you know that? Well, you don't unless you know how to douse, you're a very experienced dowser, or you get somebody who, you know, is very experienced who can tell you this. And if somebody says, oh, and this is a whole nother topic, but somebody says, oh, yes, and the place has been cursed and I can clear it for $500. Don't listen to that. Only deal with people that you really know and trust. I've had that experience myself where somebody says, oh, you have a curse and bring me a sock and a bar of soap and $200 and I'll clear it and light candles and blah, blah, blah. Oh, just walk away. And don't get me wrong, there are literal curses out there. Most people are not affected by them, but they are out there. And my own family had a curse put on it many, 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 many generations ago, which we discovered last summer, though my cousin, the shaman, knew about it about 20 years ago and never said anything to anyone. So I was kind of a little upset that he never shared that. And I discovered it with my medicine woman and teacher, Althea Gray, last summer. And no, I'm sorry, the summer before, because we've already passed last summer. So just before my brother passed away. And, you know, I often wonder, oh my God, if the curse had been cleared, maybe I wouldn't have lost my brother. But, you know, I can't think that. Anyway, so, and the curse is now cleared. It took a whole year working on it. And it was a whole big project. And you'll hear more about that because my apprentice and I are actually going to write a book about it. And it's going to have to be fictional, obviously, because nobody's going to believe that it's true, but it is true. And so we are going to write a book, and I'm working on that now. And we're hoping that it's going to be out sometime in the next year. So you'll hear more about that. Okay. So this house, totally energetically sensitive. And but, you know, finding out what happened in this house took a long time to find out. So I knew, just found out about the woman that was buried in the yard in front of the living room. But I kept getting this nagging feeling that it was something more. Because every night at 10 o'clock, this woman never lived in the house because the house was not built yet when she was buried there. So I'm going, but there's something more, because every night at 10 o'clock, the bedroom above mine, it would be footsteps and it would go on, you know, for a solid 5 minutes. And I would finally have to yell and say, all right, stop. I hear you. Go to bed. And it took me 6 years to find out what those footsteps were and who they belonged to. And the people that I bought the house from, Andy, it was his wife's family's house before that. And his wife's middle sister committed suicide at 15. And she was the one in the room upstairs that I would hear walking back and forth. And I never used that room. My oldest son was in the opposite room. And nobody would go in that room. It just skeeved them out. And I tried everything in that room. I painted it different colors. I, you know, did all kinds of things. And in February, I decided that I was going to make that the healing room. And I said, you know, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be in this house for, but I've been living in limbo for 4 years. It's ridiculous. I'm going to make that my healing room, and I'm going to paint it a really nice, soothing green. And I would go up in the room, and I'd think about the green, which color is really important energetically. So before you decide on a color, if you're painting your house, your rooms, really find out what those colors, the energy they bring to you. And for me, the only color I have missing in my chart is green. So green is a good color for me. So I was going to paint the room green, and I'd go in the room and I'd think about the green, and I kept hearing no pink. on for a couple of weeks, and I finally said, and I would argue back and forth saying, I don't want the healing room to be pink. Not everybody's cool with pink. And I just kept hearing pink. So I went in the basement one day, and there was a half a gallon of raspberry paint and a half a gallon of white paint. And I went, oh, if I mixed the raspberry and the white together, what would I get? Oh, pink. And it's a lovely color of pink, I must say. So I said, all right, well, I'll paint the room pink and see what happens. And I had exactly the right amount of paint to finish the room. Honest to God, the can was bone dry when I finished, and the room was completely covered. It was the most bizarre thing. So as I finished the room, I'm standing there in the room admiring it. And of course, my brother James showed up, because at that point, he was still showing up every day after he passed away. And him in his normal, regular self taps me on the shoulder and says, ah, you missed a spot, with a big smile on his face. And I turned and looked, and then he said, just kidding, and was gone. And as soon as he left, this girl shows up in the room. And I had never seen her before. I had only heard her. And she looks at me, and she's the same size as me, maybe a little bit taller, but slighter build. And she smiled. And I had made the room, you know, like I said, my healing room. But in the room, I also put a nice chair with a pretty quilt and a pretty pink pillow and a rocking horse. And that's all she wanted. She wanted the room to be her room again. And as soon as I finished it, she was satisfied. And she was able to cross to the other side. And I've never heard or seen from her again in 15 years. Now, when you look at how these homes that have fallen into the MERS pool have typically gone, usually you're in the house for less than a year, no more than a year and a half to 2 years before they get auctioned off. And my attorney is baffled at how long this has been able to be stretched out. And it's because the work energetically that I had to do in this house was not finished. But as soon as the work was finished, and that was putting this young girl to rest who had committed suicide, and you know, now she's happy, the room was hers again, and it was what she wanted. Now she could be at peace and go to the other side. Then all of a sudden, everything just started to roll. And now I'm moving out of the house. So I'm happy that she's happy. I'm happy that she's at peace. And I'm also happy to be moving on. You know, a big part of it, going back to today's topic about clearing your home, is because the house resonates at such a low volume, such a low energy on the spectrum, on the Bovis scale. At 1,000, again, that's where cancer happens. That's where you get ETs, which are extraterrestrials, which aren't necessarily, you know, aliens, but it's where the vortexes happen, where lots of spirit people can come through and cause havoc. And my dogs and my two cats took the brunt of that energy for us, so we wouldn't get sick. And fortunately, my vibration is so high, you know, that I was able to maintain and not get sick. But, you know, really, no, as high as my energy is, it's important for me now to get out of that house and move on to another house. And because my energy field is so high, it's at the level of Mount Kailash in Tibet, and that resonates at 50,000 on the Bovis scale. For a long time, I was down around 14,000, which is a temple bell, to 16,000. For a while, I was at 12,000, and then I went up to 20,000, and then to 22,000, which is where the Pleiadians reside. That's the level that the Dalai Lama's at. How do I resonate at 50,000 when the Dalai Lama's at 22. I don't know. But anyway, you know, and of course, your vibration changes all the time, so it might not stay at 50,000. But the place that I'm moving into resonates at 21,000 on the Bova scale, which I am so excited about because I'm going to be able to do such fabulous work in this house. And I feel like I'm actually going to be able to do a lot of writing. I'm going to be able to be really creative in this new place, and I'm wicked excited. Okay, so now a closing ceremony, I'll say, or a going away ceremony for the house that I'm leaving because it deserves that. And it's the house finally is ready to let me go. And that's why this is all happening now, because my work is complete and now the house is satisfied. And but whoever moves into the house is going to have to be really careful about what happens within the walls and on the property. So when you have an energetically sensitive house, it's really important that the house is peaceful and harmonious. So, I used to get after my older son all the time because he would play all this, rap music and all that stuff. And I'd be like, you cannot play that kind of music in this house. The house is too sensitive and it takes on the vibration of everything that happens in it. Of course, at 15 or 16, he didn't understand or care. So you have to be really careful when you have an energetically sensitive home to keep it on an even keel, to keep it very harmonious. And you can do that through color. You can do that through soothing music. You can, have a lot of house plants in there. That helps to change and raise the vibration. House plants are also natural air filters. And some of them, like a peace lily or a spathiphyllum, are really good at cleaning the air, clearing the air. Spider plants are good for that as well, and helping to remove toxins and allergies out of the air. So you have a house that you feel is energetically sensitive. It's important to love the house. Love, 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 love the house. Have flowers in the house. Make sure the house is clean. If you're in an energetically sensitive house, oftentimes you will find that you create or collect clutter because you're trying to somehow balance the energy or not feel that it's energetically sensitive. And so you will collect things to, it can be a measure to protect yourself and also to, try to dampen the energy of the house, not dampen the energy, but sort of try to dampen the chaotic energy of the house. And so you bring in clutter. So you want to clear out the clutter if you have clutter in your home. And make it a peaceful, soothing place to be. Now, let's see. I'm playing around with the Bova scale here. And I am going to, first of all, I'm going to pick one of my regular listeners who has given me permission to clear herself and her house. And I'm going to check and see what her house is resonating on the Bova scale. Where does it come out to? And this usually takes a couple of minutes for the pendulum to settle in. And, very nice. It's settling in between a church bell and Stonehenge. So this is for you, Sandy. So that's a very nice vibration. You want to be sure that if you're living in a place that is over 10,000, minimum of 9,000, because anything under that, then your health starts to deteriorate. If your house is at a level of 6,500, that's where you become tired and you start losing a lot of your energy field. If you have a lot of EMF in your house, if you live near high tension wires, that can really wreak havoc with your energy field and the level that your house is vibrating at. A really good thing, don't sleep with your cell phone in your room or your computers. in your bedroom when you sleep at night. Okay, so I'm going to clear Sandy's home, and then we're going to see how the vibration changes. And I'm going to include Sandy in this clearing as well. I'm not giving any last names or locations or addresses or anything like that. You know who you are. And I'm clearing, 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 clearing. And when I clear on many levels. I clear on all the energetic levels of the person's auric field, the etheric field, all the layers that you have. And the same thing with the home. And I clear the Godhead. I clear to see if there are any ETs or enchantments, all sorts of things that I clear for. Okay, now let me just check and see if everything is clear. Yes, I'm getting okay that everything is clear. Okay, now I'm going to douse again for the same home and see what level on the Bova scale it now is resonating at. Oh my, now it has come up to 18,000. Okay, so the church bell is 11,000 and Stonehenge is 12,000, and that's in the positive realm, positive energy realm. Now I have raised the vibration of the home and of the individual to 18,000. And 18,000 is where the angels reside. It's the divine source, the cathedral, and it's halfway between the positive realm and the spiritual realm. So you're just at the beginning of the spiritual realm. In between that, there's also psychic healing, there's nature spirit, positive thought form. So that's all fabulous, fabulous energy. And so you should start beginning to feel better, Sandy, and let me know how you progress with that. I know you've been feeling under the weather for a while. But you should start feeling better now. And let me just take a double check, make sure you're all cleared. Yes. Okay, great. And I'm going to look at you now as an individual and see what level you are resonating at as an individual, not including your house. Oh, very nice. You're at a 20,000, Sandy, which is where the Great Pyramids reside, that level. And also it's the vibration of silver's abundance. So don't be surprised if something abundant happens for you. If you, some unexpected money or something happens, some coins coming your way, okay? And, okay, so to clear yourself and your house, you know, this takes a lot of practice. Clearing your crystals is the easiest thing to start with. And clearing your crystals is, as long as it's not selenite, because you never want to put selenite in water because it will just disintegrate. You can put most of your crystals in a salt bath, Himalayan salt that is not treated with radiation or bleached is the best. And if you, it's difficult to find, and if you need that, I do sell that as one of my products on Alchemy of the Earth, which is, I haven't talked about in a while, is my line of all natural bath and body products. And I have a brand new facial cleanser for women over 40 that is getting rave reviews. And I have a client who is in her 80s who has been using a facial system for over 30 years, who it's extremely expensive. She actually has it shipped in from France, who has switched over to my Alchemy of the Earth products. So that is so expensive. Exciting for me. And so check that out. And if you need Himalayan salt, you can get in touch with me and I can get that to you. Though it's going to be a couple of weeks because everything is packed up right now. Okay. And before I run out of time, I want to let you know how to find me when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio. So simple. Just go to my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. CynthiaFontaine.com. Simple and easy. And my links for my social media are on there. And also, there's a link to Alchemy of the Earth on there as well, to that website, if you're interested in looking at the products and purchasing products. But again, please note that if you order anything within the next 2 weeks, it's probably going to be the middle of November before you actually get your shipment, because everything is packed right now because, again, I'm moving in a week and a half. And so operations are slightly off kilter right now and shut down. I do want to give a shout out quickly to new people on my Facebook page who like me, and that's my public page is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium, master healer, and teacher. And that's, I want to give a shout out to Savannah, Donna, Liza, and Isa. So thank you all for liking my page. And so crystals. You can put them in a salt bath with Himalayan salt and cool water. Whatever container you put them in, be sure that you do not use that container for anything else except for the crystals. Say, for example, and it's best to use glass or stainless steel, preferably stainless steel, but the salt can eat at the stainless steel. Okay, so that is only for that. Once you use it for that, it's only for that. Important, because everything that the crystals release, if you use that container, all that now is going to go into the food or whatever you store in that container and go right into your body and into your system. So you're welcome so much, Sandy. Okay, so that's crystals. Now, clearing your home is a little bit more complicated. When you clear your home, you also want to clear yourself, and you want to clear yourself first. And the most common way that people do that is with sage. And sage is a nice thing to do. It does shift the energy, but it's really sort of a preliminary way of clearing. And it does shift the energy, but if you have some real big stuff going on in your home or with yourself, sage is not going to do it. You know, then you really have to bring out the big guns. Then you have to get into the ceremonial space clearing. And sometimes you have to bring in a professional space clearer like myself. Now, if you are thinking about or have tried to dabble in space clearing and go to clear other people's homes, that can be a real tricky area. You know, as with my grandmother and her teacher, who were very experienced, as you heard earlier in the show, if you're listening, they almost on several occasions lost their lives doing that. Now, does that happen every time? No, of course not. But you never know what you're going to find when you get to another home. So first thing, you've got to protect yourself. You also, you know, the white light, you have to meditate. You have to meditate. You have to have a really good guidance system. I work with Metatron, who is a huge, huge archangel, and the energy is amazing. So get to know your guides. Oh my God, we're out of time already. We only have 40 seconds left. Okay. So we're going to continue this again and talk more about this topic about clearing. And so just be really careful about going into other people's homes and clearing them. Start with your own. So ceremonial, quickly. You put flowers on a dish in every room with a candle in the middle and incense burning, every single room. You can clap out the rooms, every corner. You go continuous all the way around the home. You can smudge. Important that you close the space with sage. So after you smudge, sweetgrass. After you burn the sage, you have to sweetgrass. Okay, we're out of time. I love you all. We'll talk about space clearing more. I hope you have a fabulous week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside darkness that's surrounding me. like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. Let me roam.